It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Investigators want to clarify what happened last week at Fort Hood, Texas, and they also want to know why. The answer, if it's anywhere at all, may belong to a suspect who is inside a hospital now, having survived his own injuries. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is covering the case of Major Nidal Hassan. Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
And what's the latest?
Well, this weekend, the accused shooter, Major Hassan, was taken off a respirator, and law enforcement officials are telling NPR that he's been coming in and out of consciousness, and he's made some attempts to talk. Now, still, he's in no condition to be interviewed, and ultimately, that's what investigators are hoping for, to actually talk to him about what happened.
So, until he talks, people have to rely on the statements of those who know him or knew him, and I suppose one theory here is whether he had some kind of extremist views.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the FBI has been focused on trying to figure out if Hassan actually acted with others, although it doesn't look like he did. And one official told me that these kind of jihadist connections that they're looking for, if they had actually been there, they would have found them by now. They have his computer, they have his neighbor's computer, and they haven't found any of those kinds of connections. An official said, as a general matter, when you look for these kinds of connections, they pop up really quickly. So the fact that they haven't, they think is meaningful.
Meaning that they can rule out that this was a terrorist attack or at least connected to a terrorist group?
Well, not yet. Until investigators can establish a motive, they say that terrorism is going to stay on the table. You know, one possibility investigators are looking into is that Major Hassan may have believed in his own mind that he was carrying out some sort of jihad against America. I mean, there have been some reports that he shouted Allahu Akbar, God is great, in Arabic, just before the shots were fired. But investigators told us they haven't been able to confirm that. Something else that came out is that he also apparently went to a mosque in Virginia where several of the 9/11 attackers attended. But right now, investigators are telling us they're seeing that as more of a coincidence than something dispositive.
So if you're an investigator, you look at his computer, you talk to people who know him, you wait for him to regain enough consciousness to make some kind of statement, if he will. What else do investigators do?
Well, another explanation they're pursuing is that Major Hassan simply broke under pressure. He was an Army psychiatrist, as you know, and he was helping soldiers who were coping with the stress of war, and he may have taken on a lot of the anguish that they were feeling. Apparently, he was also harassed by other soldiers for being Muslim, and he was about to be deployed, something that he told people he was really dreading. So there's the other possibility that the confluence of those events together had been too much for him to handle. Though I should say that investigators say they're seeing signs of premeditation, meaning that Major Hassan didn't just snap. The gun he allegedly bought for the shooting was a high-powered gun and could have penetrated a bulletproof vest with the right kind of ammunition, although officials aren't going to discuss what kind of ammunition was used in the shooting at this point. And Major Hassan apparently sold all his furniture just days before the shooting. Now, he wasn't supposed to ship out for weeks, so investigators are looking into whether he sold all the furniture because he knew he wouldn't come back from this attack.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston with the latest on the shooting and the investigation of that shooting at Fort Hood.